Translation. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely silent, free from endeavor, and completely satisfied by his own achievements. He is not attached to the activities of the material world through his senses. Indeed, in performing his pastimes in this material world, he is just like the unattached air. Responsibly, please. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely silent, free from endeavor, and completely satisfied by his own achievements. He is not attached to the activities of this material world through his senses. Indeed, he is performing his pastimes in this material world. Indeed, in performing his pastimes in this material world, he is just like the unattached air. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We can simply understand that behind the activities of material nature is the Supreme Lord, by whose indications everything takes place, although we cannot see him. Even without seeing him, we should offer him our respectful obeisances. We should know that he is complete. Everything is done systematically by his energies, parasya shaktir vididaiva shuyate, and therefore he has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanam navidyate chavidyate, as indicated here by the word upashanta shaktaye, his different energies act. But although he sets these energies in action, he himself has nothing to do. He is not attached to anything, for he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto him. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is completely silent, free from endeavor, and completely satisfied by his own achievements. He is not attached to the activities of this material world through his senses. Indeed, he is performing his pastimes in this material world. Indeed, in performing his pastimes in this material world, he is just like the unattached air. Now, Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarne Vancha Kalpa Chubhista Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Pachitimam Pramibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha. Says the Lord who has created this material world has his pastimes. I like that word, pastimes. When I'm... is that near enough? Some people are looking a little alarmed as if it's wrong. I had some complaints last time that people couldn't hear. It's all about in your face. Thank you. Thanks, bro. Getting everything right in this material world is difficult, isn't it? Close relationship I have with Mike. Okay. Sometimes when I'm teaching in schools, we give the kids sort of Indian names. Not that I'm initiating them or anything, but we give them Indian names just to make it a bit more fun. And quite common to get the name Lily. My mum's called Lily. Get the word Lily. So we always call them Leela, of course. And then we tell them that means pastime. A lovely word, isn't it? Pastime, it's like having pleasure, but in a detached way. Having pleasure in a detached way. I was kind of thinking it's like boring in a good way. You know, when you're bored, you know, it's like you're completely detached, but it's terrible, right? But pastime's kind of, you're detached, but you're actually really enjoying yourself. And detached pleasure. Of course, Krishna is detached, his swarat, completely independent and self-satisfied. Of course, he had when he was in Dwarka, Krishna had 16,108 wives, and completely unattached. Srila Prabhupada said he wasn't at all attached, not to their beauty or anything, right? And there's Lord Chaitanya, of course, when he took renunciation, he gave up his wife. I was actually thinking about that. Sometimes when we renounce things, we're suffering so much that it's not very difficult for us to renounce. We can hardly imagine. I think Srila Prabhupada mentions that, what a wonderful home life Lord Chaitanya had. It's something we can't even imagine. So sometimes for us, we don't really know what detachment is, because if you ain't had it, you can't give it up, right? Right? Often we've never had something so good, so, you know, we think we're very detached, but are we actually attached? If we actually had that thing, would we be so detached, right? Sometimes we think we're not worthy of it, so that, you know, we've never had it. I was just thinking, my brother told me years ago there was some business was doing some marketing, and they were inviting people to come to a stately home where you could come, and there was business propositions going on. You'd be invited to this stately home and this big business and beautiful place, just like I went to a school yesterday, which was it was a mansion that belonged to the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds were, I think, one of the biggest financial, the richest people in Europe in about the 18th century, around the time of Napoleon. Not doing quite so well nowadays. So a very beautiful place, right? So many people, apparently, my brother was telling me, when people were invited, they couldn't believe it. I can't go to something like that. They couldn't accept. Beyond their experience, right? So sometimes we, you know, I wonder whether we understand just what renunciation is, because renunciation means even if we have that chance of amazing pleasure we've never experienced, can we just walk away on it? Something to think about. Rama also gave up Sita, very controversial, but Rama, just for the sake of duty, completely detached. Amazing. And of course, Raghunath Das Goswami devotees giving up everything, just like stool in the street. Actually, I was just thinking, attachment is actually it's a very sort of subtle sort of concept. I don't think you hear many people talking about it in the material world, you know, lectures on what attachment is, right? So it's amazing how 1 minute we haven't got something, and then we have something, and somehow we own it; it becomes ours. And then that very thing means nothing to us. And then as soon as we buy it, or we're given it, or something, that very thing somehow becomes part of us. Just like men with their car, you know. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm so attached to my car; it's like a part of my body, right? And so it's like my hands are an extension, and the car just fits in; it's just molded perfectly, right? Quite comfortable, right? And how painful if something goes wrong. How painful if we lose it. 1 minute we don't have something, next minute we have it. How painful if we lose it, especially with relationships. You can just walk past someone on the street, don't mean anything to you. And just a little bit of relationship, and next minute, so attached, so painful if it goes. It's quite a very subtle sort of thing. Actually, it mentions here, Krishna's like the unattached heir. Srila Prabhupada gives that example that when he acts, he's like the air. I suppose it's a bit like a big businessman. I suppose you see it in this world a little bit. Someone who's, or some big politician or something, they sort of act in a very detached way. They just, you know, you do that, right? There's this air of, of course they are very attached, but there's this air of detachment, right? So that's the problem. As soon as we try and control in this world, we become controlled. I remember many years ago we had some rubbish tip or something, and we had a swarm of flies, these big black flies, and I was in my office, and there was, you know, these flies came in, and I was sort of, I'm going to get you guys, right? So there I'm in my office, sort of running around after these flies with cups, you know, trying to catch them, right? And after a bit I thought, what the hell am I doing? I'm making a real fool of myself, right? You're running after a fire, so I'm going to get you, right? But who's in control? Practically the fly's in control, right? So sometimes that's the nature of this material world. In trying to be in control, we actually become controlled. As soon as we touch this material energy, as soon as we touch it, We try and control, we immediately become controlled. And that's dependency, of course. I'm just amazed at how powerful the computers are nowadays. It's just amazing to think how, you know, it's going up incrementally, you know. But is anyone happier? What a monster we've created, right? It's a real Frankenstein's monster, right? We create this monster that gets out of control. So, of course, that attachment comes through jayato vishayapunsam, comes through that contemplation, and immediately we become attached. And that actually puts us in a difficult position. I think it was just after I joined the movement, there was it John Paul Getty? I think was one of the most famous people in the world, and I think someone, they kidnapped his son or something, if I remember rightly, right? And I think they ransomed him for several million pounds. I think they cut his ear off or something like that, if I remember rightly. But several million dollars. Of course, if he was detached, because we're not saying he should be detached like this, but if he was detached, you say, so what? Right? I remember myself when I was young, I was a scientist, so I had these lovely little books on science, you know, and they were really nice and clean and everything, and bright and sparkly, right? I had them for Christmas. I took them to school, right? And some of the boys realized I'm attached. So they nicked them, right? Oh, please give me those back, right? And you become kind of controlled because they know you're attached, right? If you let people you know you're attached, they can really wind you up, right? That's why when you're doing business, I do this automatically, but when you want to buy something, you kind of go, well, maybe. Inside you go, oh, I really want this, right? But you sort of go, maybe, I'm not sure, can you knock me down a little bit, you know what I mean? Because if you just go, wow, I really want this, I mean, come on, you know, you're finished, right? They've got you. So you have to play super detached, you know. And so that attachment means we're controlled. You can be blackmailed by something. It goes on all the time between people, these kind of things, you know, in subtle ways. You can be blackmailed, right? Or bribed, right? If you're attached to money. I've got a photograph of me and my wife in India. There's a big sign on the wall saying, important notice, no bribes will be taken. And I've got a photograph of my wife in front with a few rupees going. So if you're attached, you know, you can be bribed, you can be blackmailed. But if not, you're completely detached, no problem. So that's the problem with this raga dvesha. I used to be a nuclear physicist, so I studied this from when I was little, you know, and sometimes you've got these little subatomic particles, some of you know electrons, protons, very basic stuff. So they've got a charge, so you can control them. Just like if you've got a magnet, right, you can get other magnets and you can push them around, right? So that's how, of course, they control these big, huge, you know, accelerators, particle accelerators, because they've got a charge, you can push them. It's like you get a magnet, you get another magnet, you can push it away, or you can attract one or push it, right? So you can control them. But you have some, which are like neutrons, they're completely neutral. Very difficult to control them. You can't do anything with them because you can't push or pull them, right? That's how, of course, the old-fashioned television screens worked. I don't know how they work nowadays, but the old-fashioned ones and the old fashion computer monitors, it was, you know, because controlling the beam of light, so you can control it. But if one's neutral, not possible. And that's the problem in this world. Icha dvesha samutvena dvandamohena bharata. Srila Prabhupada says we're thrown into this material world, epitomized by duality, and of course overcome by duality. The epitome of that is man and woman, of course. That's the positive. I say positive and negative, we could get into a real fight. But that's the duality, right? The Prakriti and the Purusha in this material world. And we're all controlled by it. We can all see we're all... I think I mentioned this some time ago. I was looking through an Argos catalogue, just for preaching, of course. I was just looking through an Argos catalogue for preaching. And I noted how big it's got, talking about, you know, attachments getting greater and greater. You know, I remember when I was in Chaitanya College, someone showed me the Argos catalogue, a little thin catalogue, and since then it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And I counted there were 200 different machines, I don't know if the girls know this, for either straightening your hair or curling your hair, right? Right? So duality, right? Either you've got curly hair, you want it straighter, or you've got straight hair, you want it curlier, right? I mean, you know, we're so controlled by this duality. And of course, we also find we get this duality. I don't know if you go through this. We get this sense gratification and renunciation, right? It's a bit of a tension, right? It always causes tension, these things. Vitaraga by Akroda. We have to become free from it. And of course, that's what the yogis do. The yogis pulling back. And from what I understand, I think sometimes maybe we have a little bit of a naive understanding of Tantra. Tantra means many things, of course. But, you know, this idea of sort of undergoing heat and eating of vulnerable things, undergoing cold. The idea is to try and force oneself to be free. We've all tried this, I think. I don't know, as brahmacharis, right? You know, I remember having 8 showers, cold showers in one day when I was first a bhakti, you know what I mean? So we try and force ourselves to be free from hot and cold, right? But Srila Prabhupada says, of course, it's something like not watching the telly, right? Have you ever tried not watching the television? Ever been in a room with the television on? You try not to watch it. It's practically impossible, isn't it? It's practically impossible. You know, you sort of talking to someone, you keep... Oh, I was on an aeroplane, and I went to India time before last, and I tried not to watch the film. I can still remember the whole film, but I was trying not to watch it. I was really trying not to watch the film, right? Very, very difficult. So yoga's like that. So Srila Prabhupada says abject failure. Constantly trying to pull back. And some of us experience that. We try not to be attached. As soon as we get something, we're attached again. We try not to have material desire. As soon as a chance comes, woof, still there, right? So very, very difficult to overcome this attachment. I think there's a difficulty in the West as well when we try and do that. Sometimes when we try and imitate India, we do it. A friend of mine said, we don't become detached, we become neurotic. we try and be stone. You ever met devotees like that? You know, you go up to them, you say Harry Bowl, and the sort of glazed look, you know, and you think about those films with zombies, right? Right? We try and be detached in a false way, and we experience that doesn't actually work. It doesn't actually work. We try and deny, we try and be ignorant. It doesn't actually work. I shouldn't say even Buddhists, but anyway. But Buddhists also, they have that philosophy when they're meditating, they recognize things and then let them go. At least you recognize what's there, then you let it go, right? They see what comes into the mind, then they let it go. At least sometimes we're just, I'm just like stone, right? Doesn't work. Not possible to become like stone. Cannot imitate being detached. Usually when we put on a face like that, you know, the heart's really sort of struggling, tormented with these dualities, right? We might put on a stone face. Srila Prabhupada actually says in one place, if we're not attached, we'll go mad. It's not possible to be not attached. We have to be attached. I remember years ago, I felt rather upset when Back to Mark was here. Back to Mark had a really tatty old car. I mean, you know, it had stickers all over it. And I think I remember my brother telling me once he was picked up by Back to Mark from the airport after going to India. And he said he had the most embarrassing experience of his life because it was this sort of, you know, with his glasses on and sunglasses and a car with all stickers over. And they said on the way the windscreen broke as well. So he felt so embarrassed going there, you know, broken windscreen. So anyway, eventually Mark got a new car. And I saw him, he just parked his car. You remember he had that white Mercedes? I remember as he was parking the white Mercedes, people were just taunting him. Oh, you're just attached, right? And that really hurt me because the person that was saying is married and got a house, right? Mark didn't have that, right? So, you know, if someone's attached, if your child's got something they like, right? You've got your mobile phone or something, and I go grab and get it off you, you know? It's not going to do any good. In fact, the child's going to grab even harder, right? Oh, you're just attached. You just... this person wants to take it off me, right? It doesn't help. It doesn't help by saying, you're attached, Prabhu, right? Well, maybe you can give me something better. That's what the mother does. The mother says, oh, you're playing with this glass, I'll give you a little sweet. Give you something better. She knows. But no use saying you're attached. That won't work. I mean, it's necessary to tell it, but we have to give something better. Attachment, actually, I remember Rasamandra told me years ago, I don't know if anyone remembers, the 70s, 80s, there used to be an area of London where all the homeless used to live. There used to be a name for it. I can't remember what it was called now, something city. It was under the arches somewhere in some part of London. It's not there now. But it was a place anyway where all the homeless were. And we used to give out prasad in there. I remember my brother telling me there was some guy he knew there. And one time he went, and this chap was all crying. He was completely distressed because the only possessions he'd got was a couple of plastic bags with a few possessions in, but one of his plastic bags had torn. One of his plastic bags was torn and he was distressed. So if we, you know, if we haven't, you know, we say, what's the, a pauper is proud of his penny. So, you know, we have to own something, and even if it's a plastic bag, that plastic bag becomes great. Maybe we've experienced that when we've been pretty poor ourselves, right? You've been in India and you've only got a little bit, and whatever you've got is really important, right? So that's the unfortunate position when we're in this world. So obviously there must be a higher taste. Yesterday I went to this school, it was a very good school, and on the way there I was, because I don't normally work on a Sunday, being a good Christian, and on the way there I was meditating when I was at school, because I was at a boarding school as well, and sometimes we'd the food was so bad that we wouldn't eat it, right? My teacher used to say to me, he used to say, if you were really hungry, you'd eat this. And I said, I'd rather die than eat this food, right? But I remember sometimes we used to get what we called a doughy. They had their, just like in ISKCON, we have our slang. So at school we had our slang, and a doughy meant a bit of bread from the word dough, right? And sometimes you get a bit of dry bread, and at night you'd eat that. I'd eat that. And it was like fantastic. A bit of dry bread was fantastic, right? That's the nature of when we have nothing, a little bit seems great, so much so that when Prabhupada says, you know, we're attached to stool, the pig likes its stool, right? You know, we have to think about what that means. Think what that means. When you've got nothing, something terrible seems great. It's quite sad in a way, isn't it? Something. We're so desperate. I was thinking there was one song when I was a teenager called Desperado, and what was one of the lines? Ah, freedom. And it was something about freedom. Shishi Radha Gokul Ananda Ki Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman Ki. What was it? Freedom. Everyone's talking about freedom. But your prison is walking through this world alone. Talking about freedom. You're a free man, but you become a loner, right? And you walk through. So Mayavadis is the same, you know? You become a Mayavadi, you try and give up, but you're still trapped. You're still a prisoner. You're still a prisoner of Maya. And try and be detached, still prisoner. Yeah. Desperate means hopeless, actually. Desperate. So sometimes when we're desperate, even a piece of bread tastes good. When we're desperate, a plastic bag is special. There's actually another line in that song. What? When you have so many things laid on your table, but you want the things you can't get. You've got so many things laid on your table. Kind of biblical, isn't it? God's put so many stuff on our table, he's given us everything, but you want something else, right? That's our nature, is we don't want what Krishna's just given us, we want more. We want more, we want what we can't get, right? And it's amazing how attached we can get and how many objects you can get. When you're a brahmachari, you think it's easy, but you know, you're not attached. But as soon as you get married and you get things, become attached. It happens. It's the nature of this material world. It happens. As soon as you get things, become attached. Very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada says the solution. We have to become raga dvesha vimuktashtu. We have to become free from this attachment aversion. Srila Prabhupada said, how do we deal with that? When we're in a good position, we think, oh, Krishna's given me so much. Krishna understands I need these things to do my service. A little bit of gratitude goes a long way. And when we haven't got something, we think this is a chance to think of Krishna. That keeps us in that equipoised position. Very difficult to achieve. I heard a nice example recently, and I think Srila Prabhupada gave the example, hope none of the ladies offended, but the example is that when the husband's away, she doesn't dress nicely, and when the husband comes back, she dresses beautifully. So is it about dressing badly, or is it about dressing nicely? No, it's about loving the husband. So when we do things for Krishna, if Krishna wants to give us, we accept, and Krishna takes away, we let go. The central point is love and Krishna. We accept, reject. Srila Prabhupada says, for a devotee it's easy. He says, in that case, there's no attachment. Daring in the service of the Lord. Right? Daring. Prabhupada uses that. And Prabhupada was daring, wasn't he? Because he's not attached. You find when we're attached, we sort of get stuck. Right? But daring, free to do anything in the service. His freedom, because it's for the Lord, that's all. It's not for me. What the Lord wants, go ahead. Simple. And we've all experienced that when we have a mission to do in Krishna consciousness, it becomes simple. And we can rise above this sort of raga dvesha, this acceptance and rejection. So that's our job. Our job is to try and endeavor. Sometimes it's difficult to endeavor without becoming attached. Certainly it's not possible to be artificially detached, but we have to accept whatever is in the service of the Lord, not get too mental about it, accept what we need, do our service, and then we can also join the pastimes of the Lord and be free and enjoying pleasure. Any questions on that, please?